Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or simply hoping to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. This week, we're going to talk about youth sports, activity levels, athletes, all kinds of youth sports stuff this week.
Youth sports stuff. YSS.
Yes.
Okay. No, it's time we talk about this topic because we are just finishing the summer,
right?
Okay, which is typically the time when children do get more involved in sports. But we're ready to begin the school year.
Right.
A time, two things are going to happen. One is that the elite athletes will get to perform on their high school teams.
Okay. Yes.
And so you see this movement toward a small group of athletes who continue participating in athletics because they have the skills, the abilities to do so. And many children start to get left out at about age 13. There's a great divide,
right.
And so the competent or elite athletes continue on, and those who can't compete at that level start to drop out.
Right.
Yeah, that's one thing. And then the second thing is we'll start school, and children are less active during school, and so students' lives become more sedentary,
right.
Leading to weight gain and all those sorts of problems.
Yeah.
So a couple of things are happening here with the beginning of school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to talk about some of those different things throughout the course of the week, but we're going to start out today just talking about how much exercise kids should get. And, you know, we've talked many times before about how much exercise we as adults should get.
Correct.
And that's, you know, three or four times a week of at least 30 minutes of mild to moderate level, mild to moderate intensity.
Right.
Exercise.
Right. The other reason we want
to
talk about how much exercise children should get is because in these days of screen time, digital devices, everybody's concerned about how much time kids spend on devices.
Right.
And one of the messages we will probably repeat throughout the week is that the issue is not denying your children access to media.
Right.
The issue is making sure they get all the other activities they need.
Right, balancing.
Right. There are 168 hours in a week, and if you're spending 8 hours a day on devices, it means that you're giving up some, you're relinquishing something else that might be worthwhile.
Right.
So the message I think that we want to give this week is the issue is not denying your children access to media. The issue is making sure that you include all the other activities that they need for healthy growth and development.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So we're pulling some information from two separate articles today. One is from healthychildren.org, and this is the American Academy of Pediatrics, their recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
And the other is from raisingchildren.net.au. It's from Australia.
Right.
So the recommendations are pretty similar.
That's right.
But we're including both of them because the one from Australia actually breaks it down all the way to infants.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Which is nice.
Yeah, because it's striking the similarities between the two.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we typically go, when we talk about children's issues, Dr. Bernie and I typically go to the American Academy of Pediatrics.
Right.
And the reason is because the organization, when they want to make a statement about something, they collect renowned experts, real experts in the field. They sit down as a group, and they work out the details.
Right.
So it's when recommendations come from the academy, it's usually been a very thoughtful process.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't just throw stuff out
there.
So. Mm-hmm. But let's pull first from the article from Australia, because this one breaks down the real crux of this podcast, which is how much time. And, you know, it breaks it down from birth until 18.
Right.
But I like that it mentions the fact that infants from birth to through their first year, that they should be getting a little bit of exercise every day.
Right.
preferably 30 minutes mm-hmm. of tummy time right. every day. And I really like that because in over the past decade or two, I would say, mm-hmm. There has been a lot of back and forth. As you know, do you put your child on their tummy? Do you mm-hmm. keep them on their back? Do you put them on their side? Do you do these different things? Right. And what the overall, I guess, mm-hmm. moral of the story
right.
is they need to be on both. You need to have them on their back some so they can learn to roll over on their tummy, and they need right. to be on their tummy some so they can build some of that core strength to
right.
holding their heads up and all of that. You just don't want to leave them alone.
Right. Mm. Right.
You know, that's where
anyway.
Right. You know, and then that's where when people promote the idea of, you know, you got to mm-hmm. avoid tummy time because they could, you know, go face
right.
down into the mat or blanket or something and suffocate and those kinds of horrible stories that we mm-hmm. hear. You know, if you're there with them, if you're watching them, if you're in the same room as them and you're keeping an mm-hmm. eye, you know, those kinds of things aren't going to happen. But
right.
so the importance of tummy time is really
right.
You can't overestimate that or overemphasize that.
Right. We typically don't think of exercise in children in the first year of life. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah.
this, I don't know of any exercise programs for kids that age. But children learn how to move. They develop their muscles by moving against mm-hmm. gravity.
Right.
And for a child who is a pre-ambulatory, mm-hmm. They haven't started walking yet, they need the opportunity to start
right.
moving against gravity. And when you... Because we develop from our head down,
mm-hmm.
Putting a child on her stomach forces her, because she's going to want to look around, forces her to lift her head.
Mm-hmm.
So they start to develop neck and shoulder strength.
Right.
And then you get this top-down development that goes from the head down
right.
the spinal cord. Eventually, the legs will get
and
innervated.
And then they're up on their elbows,
right.
and they're up and pushing mm-hmm. themselves
That's
all the
right.
way up on their arms, and so they're building those arm muscles.
That's and right, strength. And they're just moving against gravity.
Mm-hmm.
But from birth to one, until the first birthday, they're developing upper body
mm-hmm.
and core strength.
Core.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then at age one, they'll start, or around age one, they'll start to cruise and walk, and they'll develop lower body strength.
Mm-hmm.
But it's an important time for kids to begin moving. Having said that, there are cultures that keep children
yeah.
in carriers
yeah.
For essentially the first year of life.
And much of that, though, is, well, there's two things with that.
Mm-hmm.
One is that's usually safety.
Right,
reasons.
One is safety, right.
Because mm-hmm. a lot of that, we see that a lot in tribal
right.
Communities
right.
and things
mm-hmm.
where you just can't put the kids down
right.
because of dangers.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing is that you still see them experiencing opportunities to exercise
right.
and those kinds of things,
right.
even whether they're
during
in the papoose
day.
Or
right.
in other at other times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because maturation is going to occur.
Right.
I mean, there are biological mechanisms that are going to occur
yeah.
regardless. But yes, give your children opportunities to move. We all know these stories about children who have spent too much time on their backs,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you can tell by the shape of their skulls that
right.
they've been on their backs too much.
Yeah.
So let them move around, change positions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can always tell when there's an infant that spends too much time laying on their back there.
Mm-hmm.
The back of their head is bald
right.
because they've rubbed the hair off their
mm-hmm.
their head, and it can become
flat.
Because they spend too much time on their back.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to watch for that.
Yep. So let them move around. So that's the first year.
First year. From 1 to 5,
mm-hmm.
they recommend, and I love this, 3 hours each day, spread throughout the day, not all at one
Think
time.
Think about that.
But
that's
3 hours a day of activity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of activity.
That's a lot of activity. And
but kids do that.
If you leave kids to their own devices,
mm-hmm.
they would probably do that. Now, there are weather restrictions in
sure.
some climates, but... You know, kids should have about 3 hours a day,
mm-hmm.
and that's what we meant earlier when we said, if they're not getting 3 hours a day, that means they're doing too much of some other
Something
thing.
Else,
you know, and that's the problem with the video games and the media or television or reading books.
Or
you know,
right,
it doesn't
parental
matter
parental restrictions.
That's right. It doesn't matter what they're doing if they're not getting 3 hours of physical activity, and there are different levels of physical activity. But if they're not getting 3 hours of physical
yeah.
activity a day. They're being denied an important component of their own development.
Right. Yeah. And then it kind of clumps
right.
from 5 to 18,
right.
and that is they recommend at least an hour of moderate to to vigorous physical activity at least 3 times a
right,
week.
Right.
And again, so we're kind of getting into the range that's relatively mm-hmm. consistent with that of adults.
Yeah, they still want you to get 3 hours a day when you're 5 to 18, but an hour of that should be moderate to vigorous.
Right.
So they want you to break a sweat, in other
right.
words. So you still want 3 hours, but an hour of that should be vigorous.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
So, and they kind of go through and define what vigorous mm-hmm. means versus
right.
what moderate means.
Which is also nice. It's a nice
yeah.
nice guide. So this is a very nice guide to use if you're looking for what your children should be doing.
Right.
Because at the end, mm-hmm. They present more activities, specific activities.
Right, some real specific activities that you
mm-hmm.
can use here.
Yeah, so it's nicely done.
And that goes very well with the article from the American Academy
right.
of Pediatrics, where you know they recommend also an hour a day for school age,
mm-hmm.
basically,
right.
And very active play, vigorous play.
Mm-hmm.
And they go through and describe, you know, what are aerobic exercises
right.
appropriate for kids and muscle strengthening activities and bone strengthening. And it offers a lot of links
right.
that you can follow to learn
mm-hmm.
more about some of these different activities.
Right, because what they want you to do, it's almost like cross training
mm-hmm.
for kids.
Mm-hmm.
They want you to do 3 types of activities. One is aerobic exercise.
Mm-hmm.
There should be some of that.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's strength. Strengthening or resistance
muscle.
Activities,
mm-hmm.
right? And there's all the weight-bearing activities, the things, again, you use to develop your muscles of posture and movement,
mm-hmm.
okay,
mm-hmm.
because you want to do that. So it breaks it down into those 3 groups. So
right.
again, between the Australia article and this article, you have good advice, simple, easy,
mm-hmm.
Easy to go through, nice little list that you can use
yeah.
to set these things up for your kids. But make the most important thing is make sure that you're setting time aside. You're also encouraged to, this could be good family time.
Right.
You know, the exercise
yeah.
time could be family time as well.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah. So what does that mean? You exercise with them.
That's right. You get off your devices.
Yeah.
You know, could play.
Yeah, don't be on your phone
playing,
yelling at them to exercise.
Right.
when you could be up and exercising with
right.
them.
Right. You should be exercising with them.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely
mm-hmm.
so. All right. Well, that is it then for today.
Mm-hmm.
Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid. Thanks for sharing this episode of the Mental Breakdown and PsychRidge podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to follow us on Twitter and subscribe to our YouTube channel, where you will find all of our previous podcasts and much more. We would be honored if you would become a patron through patreon.com, where any donation you can manage will go to the development and creation of more content. Just visit patreon.com/themental breakdown for more information. Thanks again for listening, have an awesome day, and we look forward to being back in your feed tomorrow morning. Thank you.